Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle Age, mini number 72. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean and Nate, what is going on?
I'm still creeped out.
Good.
Not a whole lot. Just hanging.
Just hanging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what we kind of do here in the old Mako headquarters, right?
Have good hangs. Is that what you're saying?
Good hangs.
Learn about creepy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Learn. We're learned.
Yeah, we're learned.
Quite learned.
Yeah.
That's us.
It's been a good night, right? And I hope the creepies are enjoying.
We have the sound of crickets.
Yeah. Hello? Is this mic on?
Sean's been on his game. Wait.
He's been on his game already.
The game is Candyland.
He's playing something.
Yeah. We are glad the creepies joined us.
That's right.
And as always, so we thank you for listening. Let's get right into it, shall we?
Head first.
Here what we are we going to talk about for episode number 72? Mini 72.
Mini 72 is Todd's pick. Insert laugh track. No, not laugh track. Claps. We want to insert clap track. No. And the crowd goes wild.
Boo.
The crowd goes something.
Oh, right? Those ghosts are always
going. Torches and pitchforks or what the heck? We are going to talk about a very creepy place I had never heard of. Dudley Town, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild.
It is wild.
Would you like me to lay a slight foundation? Only slight?
Yeah, you can.
The story behind one of the most infamous lost towns in American history. For many years, ghost hunters have been fascinated by tales of the lost village of Dudley Town, a vanished Connecticut village that was apparently plagued by ghosts, demons, and residents to vanish without a trace. These grave events were said to be caused by a curse brought by the Dudley family to the New World. But how real was this curse?
Oh, let's go.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sean, write it down.
Yes, sir. I wrote it down. IT.
IT, yeah. So Dudley.
Every time you tell me to write it down, that's all I've been writing is it.
He's written it 75 times.
75,000 times.
Dudley Town, Connecticut. I had not heard of it either, and I've never, so not on a podcast or anything. I was searching for some good mini topics, and I specifically wanted to just kind of check out some lesser known towns or cities, small town type creepiness, mm-hmm. and Dudley Town came up. So that's how I came about this. Yeah. It's pretty old, pretty historic.
Yes.
And a lot of tragedy and sadness. And therefore,
we're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it and have some creepiness to it because of that. So, yeah.
I like the name of it. It's the Village of the Damned.
Yes, they do call it the Village of the Damned.
That's wild.
It's
a good name.
Very encouraging.
Yeah, right.
This Dudley Town, Connecticut. So it's located in the northwest Cornwall. The founders were Edmund Dudley. Looking at my notes here. Edmund was, he was beheaded by Henry VII, and the curse followed the descendants of good old Edmund to Connecticut, what is now America. They say it followed it across the Atlantic. This is an interesting little...
You said King Henry VIII, wasn't it?
Seventh.
Oh, okay.
Seventh, sorry.
I get so confused with my Roman numerals. Sorry.
That's right. So Dudley means, Dud is the Duke of Maria, I'm sorry, Mercia, Duke of Mercia in 1725 AD.
Colonel?
Yeah. Duke of Mercia, Dud, and then Lee means castle, hence Dudley. Yeah. Did you know
cool.
that?
I did not know
you
that.
You did not know that. Dudley Town was settled in the early 1700s.
It was a wild ride of adventure and educational. And
there
one,
you go.
All in one little.
Yeah. So Dud means, he was. It means Dud was the Duke of Mercia. Lee.
I've been called a Dud before.
So there you go. Dud Lee.
I like this first paragraph of
what you
only
got?
In your state. It says, residents of Connecticut know better than to plan a visit to the infamous Dudley Town. And it's not just because it's on private property. It has nothing to do with the local police who patrol the area or the no trespassing signs. To be honest, the security measures are overkill for most people because most people are too afraid of the deadly curse to even think about this place. As the creepiest abandoned town in Connecticut, most people stay far, far away from this particular destination.
That sets the stage, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's pretty cursed, and it's says the story that goes that anyone who has tried to live, okay, and it's going to come kind of come off what Nate just said, has come into some terrible misfortune. Over the years, there has allegedly been everything from suicides to demonic possessions. I know I had yet, demonic possessions. And all the hysterical drama in between. The Warrens famously recorded a Halloween special from Dudley Town in the early 1970s, declaring it officially demonically possessed, which essentially opened the supernatural floodgates. Since then, it has been home to all sorts of alleged paranormal experiences, with visitors witnessing all manner of spirit and phantom, as well as having unsettled feelings of dread and fear. As you might expect, this area has also drawn the attention of those enthralled with dark forces and demonic rituals, plus a healthy number of amateur Ghostbusters and teenagers simply searching for trouble. Teenagers wouldn't do that. In short, it's become a damnation destination.
Oh, wow. Now that's quite the term, right?
Yeah, yeah. So
as you said earlier, the Dudleys fled to the Americas to try to escape the curse after their father was beheaded. Their involvement with a mythical book believed to open the gates of hell doomed them and anyone who befriended them. The town they established was repeatedly plagued by murder, suicide, madness, and failed business. Even though there's little left of the town now, it will never be forgotten.
Mm. Is that the Necronomicon? Is that?
Yeah.
Necronomicon. Pokes your eyes out like it. Army of Darkness. I think it's interesting that this area, at least that there the reports of, and when we go see it, IT, right? they say that there's a ghostly silence and there's no animals. There's not very many places unless
right.
there's been some kind of a nuclear reactor or explosion or a nuclear bomb
right.
that there's no, like, it seems to be complete silence and no
animals. It's pitch black.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, and they say because it's so silent, it's kind of... Yeah, you have nothing, no background sound yeah. to... Yeah, it's just bizarre.
It says hauntings date all the way back to the 1500s.
Yeah, yep. It's an old place, and it's got all kinds of sadness. You are not supposed to go there because they will ticket you for trespassing. Mm-hmm. They say so. It's very patrolled by law enforcement. I saw a video. So, it's interesting.
Ghillie suits.
Get what?
Ghillie suits.
Right.
What are ghillie suits?
Oh, you don't know what a ghillie suit is?
It's like, what the like. Snipers use.
Oh, okay.
To lay in the fields.
Brush. I never knew that was the name. Oh, okay, yeah.
Ghillie suit.
Hmm. Oh, they're fantastic. I've never worn
just
one.
Ready to pick you off with their ghillie suit. I was like, what?
Rogan and his buddy have one of those. And yeah, they've worn it a couple times. Yeah.
I have never heard that. I learned something. See? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll.
It's my next Halloween costume, by the way.
So there's this couple. I saw two videos. So this one was a husband and wife. Let's see, there's two buddies, they were on motorcycles, and then these two buddies were in a car, and they were, recording themselves, and, they were in there for a decent amount of time, and all of a sudden here comes this patrol car, and they're like, oh, here we go. Pulled them over, just gave them a warning, and they said that's kind of does not happen much, like, they will ticket you and give you a hard time, so they're like, okay, just gave us a warning, and basically just but get out of here. And so they were pressing their luck. They're like, yeah, we'll just act like we're gonna go, and they stayed around. But so they don't like you to hang around. Are they hiding something?
I was gonna say, are they there's protecting definitely the something ghosts? Going on.
Why would you do that? I don't understand. Like, what's the
into Stranger Things, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to put that out there.
Yeah. So
when maybe. We open the gates of hell.
Yeah, right. I guess. What yeah. I don't know.
All hell breaks loose, right?
All hell breaks loose. So so when we go, we'll have to, we'll have to be careful. We'll have to be stealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like how this puts, it says, in the shadows of the mountains in the and lost in the pages of time rest the remains of the small village called Dudley Town. The homes of this once thriving community are long gone. Man, there you go again. But the land, I didn't think it'd spill over to the mini. But the land where the town, he's yawning every time
I talk, he's like, night.
Did you have some phlegm caught in your throat? Because you're,
maybe.
Because you talk like
I did. Well, that's impossible. I have been having that problem today. But the land where the town, I just haven't drank enough. But the land where the town once stood is far from empty. Amidst the forest and rocks are tales of ghosts, demons, unexplained mysteries, curses, and a rich history that dates back to the very beginnings of America. Today, this was what I found interesting. Today, only the cellar holes and a few stone foundations remain. The roads that once traversed to this place are now little more than narrow trails where only a few, like you're talking about, Todd, adventurous hikers, illegally, and the occasional ghost hunter dare to wander. Although it is forbidden, the most hardened curiosity seekers still dare to venture down a dark entry road and into these shadowy woods at night. I love the way that sets that up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Warrens declared it demonically possessed in the 1970s.
Yes.
I already said that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
But no, now listen. Middle age. No, now it is not just, it's confirmed. It's but not it, just spoken, it's confirmed. Yeah. So, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Sure. Where's the laugh track? Laugh track.
Did you say it's been abandoned since the 1800s?
Possibly. I honestly don't know.
I don't know. Are I'm we still on a different planet? I don't know.
Are we still having a conversation? It's rubbing off because are we still talking?
Did you?
Are we still having a conversation?
Is this thing on?
I thought
I don't know what to do.
I thought I was in bed asleep for at least an hour.
Did you say it's highly patrolled law enforcement?
No, my script doesn't say that.
You know, they call it the Village of the Damned.
That's great. That's great.
Evilest place on earth. Ooh. Many paranormal investigators have left this place running.
I heard that. I did hear that.
I heard you.
Yeah, this Deadly Town, man.
Did you know the Warrens declared it demonically possessed in the 1970s?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. We didn't know that. You know what? Hey, I didn't know that. Yeah. Thanks for your contribution.
It's pretty interesting.
I think they ought to call it Deadly Town.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Let's change it.
They're going to call it the Village of the Damned. Why don't they call
I'll
it
write
Deadly
it down.
Town. Yeah. So I have a personal story. This goes back to January of 2009. This person's name is Jesse. They say, I had the pleasure of visiting Deadly Town a couple of times before they really started cracking down on the trespassers as heavily as they do, people loitering / trespassing around Union Cemetery. It says, this stepped up in intensity, if memory serves, after the release of the first Blair Witch Project film, which has been said took a lot of cues from the Deadly Town storyline. Perhaps it was because of all the local legends and scary stories I had heard about going in after dark, but I only went during daylight. But I will go on record to report that even going while the sun was up was very creepy, just right up our alley. One thing that has stayed with me was the utter silence, as we talked about.
Mm-hmm. Eerie silence.
It says, quite literally, you can't hear anything. On the way to the grounds, you hear the usual rustling of leaves in the wind, the chatter of woodland animals, etc. When we got there, each time we went, it was deathly silent upon setting foot in the actual grounds wherein you find the hollows, cellars, and foundations. With the recent upswing in paranormal popularity from ghost tours in New Orleans to all the shows on various cable networks, I think the Dark Entry Association is really missing out on a potential oddity/curiosity cash cow for the Cornwall area. Jesse says, I'll also back up vigorous discouraging attitude of the locals. It's surreal. I'm sure it's just out of the frustration of cleaning up after trespassers and whatnot, but it really plays into the entire Deadly Town mythos, that temptation of the unattainable.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesse says it's eerily quiet.
Jesse is quiet. Girl. Right? So,
yeah. So they second that notion, how quiet it is. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it. So that organization is pretty creepy sounding in itself, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Dark entity. So
they say some of the rocks around there contain high levels of iron and other metals, leading, or, you know, possible lead in drinking water.
Yeah. They talk about in a lot of towns or area or buildings built out of certain rocks, how they hold in energy, you know, and they call it, you know, like a lot of the stone tape theory, you know, where it's like a recording because of, you know, I wonder, yeah, I bet that place has something going on with it, you know, and of course they say water, can be a conduit, you know,
Making people go crazy with the lead poisoning.
Just the regular health stuff. But I think there's something to this place. I honestly think so.
There's August of 1774, unidentified epidemic struck the Adnormum Carter household.
Mm.
It killed the entire family.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of, yeah, they said suicides and murders and, you know.
I think this is interesting. It says one thing that should be mentioned was that Dudley Town was never an actual town. It was more isolated part of Cornwall. The village rested in the middle of three large hills, which accounts for the recollection of it being nearly dark at noontime. The Cornwall township was never a good area for farming, as is apparent by the rocks that were used to build the foundations and stone walls that still stand today. In spite of this, though, settlers began to trickle into the area. The Tanner family, the Jones, the Pattersons, the Dibbles, and the Porters all took up residence here. The community grew even larger after, like you said, Nate, iron ore was discovered nearby and farming became a secondary concern. However, there were never any stores, shops, schools, churches in Dudley Town. Provisions had to be purchased in nearby towns, and when one died, a trip to Cornwall was necessary because, in addition to there being no church in town, there was no cemetery either. The population of Dudley Town was never large, and according to an 1854 map, the peak number of families who lived there only reached 26. In spite of all these things, the town did thrive for a time. Dudley Town was noted for its timber, which was burned and used to make wood coal for the nearby Lynchfield County iron furnaces in Cornwall and other towns. The furnaces later moved to or closer to the railroads and the more industrial towns, and then lumber was no longer needed. Iron ore was used from the area for a time, and there were three water-powered mills in Dudley Town as well. Most of the mills eventually closed because of the long trip down the mountain to deliver their goods.
Mm.
That's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of history there.
Yeah,
one of the more bizarre tragedies occurred to one of Cornwall's more famous residents, General He-Man Swift.
He-Man.
General Swift served in the Revolutionary War under General George Washington.
Oh.
In April of 1804, his wife, Sarah Fay, was struck by lightning on the front porch and killed instantly.
Wow.
Shortly after his wife's death, General Swift was reported to have gone slightly demented.
You said Herman, right? Not He-Man.
This says He-Man.
Oh, my article says General Herman. Okay. I like He-Man.
Herman makes more sense.
General Herman.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't say I've ever seen anybody
He-Man.
Name He-Man.
I have the power.
That's that awesome. Is
because I was like, man, I didn't see great. He-Man in here. How in the world did I miss that?
But I'm just going along. I'm like, yeah, He-Man, whatever. Skeletor, I don't know.
I had heard that old story, but I was like, man, I missed He-Man.
That is That's awesome. Cool. That's
I think we need to change
that. Regardless of He-Man and Herman, it's still
creepy. Change that in the history books, please.
Another tragedy occurred near towards the end of the town, 1800s, to one of the last residents, John Patrick Brophy. John Brophy's wife died of consumption, and shortly after, his two children mysteriously disappeared in the woods. The children vanishing could have been attributed to the fact that they were accused of stealing sleigh robes and wanted to run from the law. After losing his entire family, the Brophy home burned to the ground. Some have speculated that it was John Brophy who set the blaze. Regardless of how the fire started, John Brophy walked away from Dudley Town, never to be seen again.
Jeez.
By 1899, Dudley Town was completely deserted. Children who grew up there married and moved away. The forest began to reclaim the land.
Ooh, creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is...
get out of here. It's ours.
This place is crazy.
Sean, you have anything else to add? I've got, I'm going to end it with a story, but
I don't think so. No, you go ahead.
Well, it says, man, there's a lot here, but, in 1792, cause they had said that a lot of, historians and a lot of people, they say there's nothing to the curse. There's been, some of the family members have lived, well into their 90s. One even, lived to 104, which I will tell about here in a minute. But it says in 1792, 7 years before Abel Dudley passed away, his good friend and neighbor Gershon Hollister was killed while building a barn at the home of William Tanner, Abel's closest neighbor. Tanner was also said to have gone insane, although likely from old age and senility rather than from supernatural influences. He lived to the age of 104 and, according to records, was slightly demented at the time of his death. But there have been stories that have circulated claiming that Tanner told other villages of strange creatures that came out of the woods at night. If this is true, there is no way for us to know if these creatures were products of the unexplained or products of Tanner's feeble mind.
I vote feeble mind.
That's what I, yeah. Oh, you vote feeble mind?
I vote feeble mind.
Hmm. I say it's true. Creatures.
You think so? Okay. Mm-hmm. Nate will be the tiebreaker.
Because Nate, what do you think? Creatures or just made up feeble mind?
You got to go with creatures.
Yeah.
What, why? That's,
two against one?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All
right. Yeah. Because I think there's a good chance.
Save time, see it you guys' way. Is that what you're...
I'm going with the creepier avenue.
Okay.
Instead of the crazier avenue.
Okay.
Either way, it's creepy. Either way, it's kind of, spooky.
All the way around this place. It's an awesome place, though. I want to go just for the silence.
Yeah, I guess if you want to think
meditate, and meditate, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Be driven crazy.
There you go, Dudleytown, Connecticut. Check it out.
Let's go.
Good luck with the law enforcement.
Yeah, right. And, exactly.
You know, don't tell them the Mako boy sent you. We are not in charge of paying your tickets.
Absolutely
or
not.
Ticket.
Right. Yeah.
There you go, Dudleytown, Connecticut.
Thank you for that. That was a good choice. It really was.
My pleasure. Nate, what do you got to help us out?
Oh, that was definitely a Dudley.
Wait a minute. Wait, that's not very...
Wait, what? That's not what we just said.
That's a wrap.
Okay, well, if Nate says that's a wrap, it's a wrap. We want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini number 72 and our discussion on the haunted Dudleytown, Connecticut. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you. Did you know the Warrens declared a demonically possessed in the 1970s?